6 degrees and a little windy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville has passed its $3.8 billion city budget. The Metro Council approved a revised version of the mayor's proposal last night. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that much of the debate focused not on city spending, but instead on a small tax reduction.
Nashville will be cutting its grocery tax by a half cent. The mayor wrote it into the budget after the state legislature passed a law this session that allows Nashville to reduce their portion of the grocery tax, but opted not to adjust the state's portion, which is the larger share. Some council members, like Sandra Sepulveda, said the city's reduction is the wrong approach.
No, I don't want an option to end the grocery tax for counties, cities, municipalities. I want the state of Tennessee to end the grocery tax, and it is shameful, shameful that they don't.
Sepulveda urged the state to close corporate tax loopholes and eliminate the grocery tax entirely. Still, the council approved the grocery tax reduction. Metro estimates that it will save Nashville families an average of $6 a month. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
A small plane crashed outside of McMinnville today, and federal investigators are trying to figure out why. The plane was a Cessna, a small model with four seats, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The agency has yet to say how many people were on board or whether there were any fatalities. During the last week of May, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 117 people in East Tennessee. The agency says it worked with federal, state, and local law enforcement in Sevier County to conduct the operation in and around the popular Smoky Mountains tourism area. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.